Masechet Eduyot Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav will question the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah, we said that the whole point of mentioning opinions that we don't accept, that we don't have the majority with, is if a court ruled like them in the future, then that ruling would have validity. They'd be switching the rabbi that they hold like in the Mishnah, and that's something that they can do if they're greater in wisdom and in number. Here, this Mishnah will question that. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lama maskirin divrei hayahid ben haminubin lebatala, says Rabbi Yehuda. Why do we mention the individual opinions, the singular opinions, together with the majority opinion, even in situations where that single opinion will always be relevant no matter what, and that a court in the future never has the ability to hold like them? For example, if there's a takana de rabanan that was accepted by the entire Jewish people, then it can't be overturned later on in time if it's agreed upon in such a strong way. That's a decree that never can be overturned, even if there's a majority opinion that disagrees with it earlier. So what's the purpose in knowing that individual? Tana answers that Rabbi Yehuda gives his own reason why the Mishnah gives these other opinions that aren't followed. Sh'im yomar ha'adam, kach ani mekubal. If a person eventually arises and he says, I have a tradition that this law is the following way from my teacher, why don't we follow it? He starts to question the Mishnah, why don't we follow it? Yomar lo kedivrei ish peloni shamata. We could say back to him, yeah, you heard that law, but you heard that law, and it's the opinion of the other rabbi, and we don't follow him. We follow the majority opinion that disagrees with him, and therefore, that's why the halakha doesn't fit with your tradition.